Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones. And hey, from that mountaintop up high here in Uruguay, this is Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you right now.
We are so happy you are here. We are so happy you have tuned in, and we are grateful to be with you today discussing so many new events here at the Voice of Passionate Action. So, okay, it is a new president in the United States. It is a new moment. It is a time of great energy. What is going on? And what is really happening in the polarity and the chaos and the shift that's upon us, Sri?
Well, I don't have a one-word answer. I'm looking for some comic response, but some of it isn't funny. And some of it is actually kind of amusing. It's really a matter of perspective and understanding, but we're going to explore the issues little by little, step by step. The thing to remember is you're still here.
You are. And you know what? You can be here even more than you've been here before by giving us a call. Now, the lines might already be full. We don't know. But hey, if it's your time to get in, you'll get through. So remember, you can call us at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you call and get a busy signal, just means all the lines are full. But as soon as we start saying hi to people, you can jump back in. And if you want to get in the show, try right now.
And so I just want to remind you, you are here.
Right now.
Right now. And while there is a potential of accelerated change upon the nation of the United States, the fact remains the same people are still there. The same consciousness is still expressing. And that consciousness may have changes in the so-called leadership, and those leadership people can accelerate or decelerate certain things. But the thing to look at is, how are you? What's going on in your mind, in your heart, and where is your peace? Where is your joy?
Well, where is your love? And you know, there is a chaotic moment, right? And part of the reason that there has been such strong response is that there has been 2 years, Sri, of rapid polarization in the United States that has gone global. Now, you know, Sri and I really feel we're in a unique position to chat about this because we have been living as international citizens now for 7 years. And it's been, you know, and we've shared with people over and over again, we did not move our residence outside of the United States because we had anything negative to say about the United States. Exactly the opposite. Sri and I felt strongly that being international citizens was really more in harmony with our universal message, with who we are. And so there is a power in witnessing the events from outside. There is a perspective that comes when you're able to see it on a global level. And that's one of the energies we want to talk about today. We're going to talk about some of the other things that are coming forward, some of getting over the shock, right? I think for a lot of people, there was shock. There's a lot of information we want to talk about today, and we're really glad you're here because this is an important conversation. This is one that you want to have with a lot of people because, you know, people also forget there was a lot more on that ballot other than the presidential campaign.
Absolutely. It was certainly the presidential candidates that dominated the news cycle for way too many months.
And over 2 years.
And yet there's a lot of other issues that always come forward at every election.
Right. I mean, we had legalization of marijuana on the ballot in 5 states. We had the control of the Senate and the House was up for grabs. There was so many other valuable issues. And we want to dive into all of this. We're going to also dive into, how does this affect, or does this affect, the ascension escalator between 2015 and 2022? So a big show, a lot to talk about.
And speaking of which, it does look like we have a line open. If you want to give a ring and get in the queue for a mini soul reading or offer us some of your needs or perspectives, we would be delighted to connect with you.
And you know, Sri, I think before we go any further, why don't we welcome in a caller?
We can do that. We're going to get right into the lines. We're going to jump to line one and say hi to Corey from California.
Hey, Corey, welcome back.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. So happy to be with you today. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, and we are happy to be with you.
Great. What a great show. I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of it. I mean, I'll be over here in California. A lot of people are down. You know, you see everybody just really gloomy, and I understand why. But you can really see how the energy just really turned everybody down. You know, it's just a bummer type energy. You know.
I do. I see that. And Corey, I don't know if I'm connected with everything right now, but did marijuana get legalized in California? Is that what finally happened?
It did. Yeah. Recreational is legal, and people can have six plants in their own backyard and have their medicine and use it recreational. You can't smoke it in public or anything like that. But I think it's a good step. But there's also some other things that, you know, how those laws are. They, you know, they plug them in and then they put their little, you know, their little tricky things in there too that won't be good for small farmers in California for sure. And so we'll see. But I voted for it because I felt, you know, we should have that right. You know, I think it's a good thing.
Well, it's a good step in the right direction, that's for sure. You know, here in Uruguay, we have it's four plants that you can have instead of six, and they're extremely. This is probably one of the freest countries on the planet when it comes. I mean, Sri and I are still getting accustomed to walking down the street and smelling marijuana. You know, it's just people hanging out in the park. Yeah, so it's really kind of wild. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about time. You know, it feels like in that way, there's, you know, some good progress, you know, for freedoms and liberty and things that people should be able to make decisions on. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, how are you doing, Corey, personally?
I'm doing good. You know, I keep my chin up and keeping going. I like the show because it kind of, I feel like it really relates to, you know, it relates to everybody, but I feel like a lot of people in the middle class are really trying to maintain their level of middle class, you know, and I think a lot of people are struggling just to maintain what they've known for so long, you know, and so I find that interesting. And as far as me, you know, I've been having a lot of sinus trouble when I started working with Self-Ascension many years ago and changed my diet to the full nourishment diet, and it went away for 5 years. No sinus problems, no headache. But now it's come back, and I'm feeling, you know, there's some issues in the second chakra and the sixth chakra connection. And I just want to see if you have some insight on that today.
Yeah. Well, Corey, thank you for calling in. And that's part of why I asked how you were, because here's what's interesting. And Sri was just commenting too. What's the chemtrail situation like around you? Can I just ask?
Yeah, it's funny because one of the people in the community I was talking to the other day mentioned this. And you know, I almost feel like it's an area where they experiment. You know, it gets heavy. I mean, I look up the sky sometimes. I'm like, how is that even possible? That it looks like that. You know, it's like unbelievable. So it's heavy. Yeah, definitely heavy.
Yeah, because that's the first thing we were seeing around you when I asked how you were, and so I'm just sitting here not surprised at all that you're talking about these symptoms now. Couple of things. Number one, as you're sharing the whole time, and thank you for offering lots of sharing today because it's really helped us connect with the deeper issues. What I'm seeing in your energy field right now is not so much of an attack, but it's like an energy that is trying to pull you away. And it's definitely in your second chakra. It's definitely affecting your creative. However, you're also getting this kind of like, the way they're describing it to me is it looks like a bubble around your head. And I do believe it came in around these chemtrails. So what they're saying, all your beautiful guides are saying, is that stay outside. It's going to be very important for you to stay outside the illusion that is trying to drag people down. And make sure you listen to the whole show today, because we have a lot to talk about. Because here's a teaser. The forces of dark did just score a victory, but it does not mean all is lost. Far from it. And so it's very important for you to actually go back to your root chakra and really keep affirming the fact that you have everything you need, you are content, and you are ready to fly. And then they're saying pull a cocoon of crystalline light from your feet all the way up through your chakras, out your crown. And they're saying that it's very important for you right now to be, it's funny, they're saying coconut oil. So I know in India, and certainly I do the same, coconut oil in your hair is very popular to condition the hair and keep it looking good. They're saying if you get a little bit of raw, good, you know, really good organic coconut oil, kind of rub it into your scalp. I'm actually doing this right now on your behalf. Pull it through your hair, rub it in, rinse it out. It will actually neutralize what's coming in from the sky right now. And they're saying it's that simple, and let your energy flow through your hands when you do that, and you'll find yourself feeling clearer, thinking better, and the sinuses will release.
Beautiful. Thank
yes,
you,
you
so
are.
Much.
Yeah, well, thank you, Angel. Well, we love you. Many blessings.
Many blessings. I love you guys, too. Namaste.
Namaste. Well, you know, Sri, since I kind of dropped the bomb, I guess we should start talking about it, huh?
Well, there's lots of things to talk about. And, you know, one thing that you just shared with our caller, I want to underscore for everyone. Whenever you have been shocked, whenever you receive a confrontive energy, it takes a moment to reestablish the delicate flow of the ascended presence.
Absolutely.
And if you remember what was just shared a minute ago about going to the root chakra, that's the number one base chakra that's normally tied to the earth, but in the ascended state of being, it's tied to a sense of contentment and trust in who you are. So what happens is when you've had a shock, when, for example, there's many people who are quite fearful about what might be coming in the United States in the coming years, and there's logical reasons for that. However, the key is that you, as a sovereign being, deserve to maintain your divine connection and feel stable and feel safe no matter what's going on anywhere.
Now, let's back up and let's really dive into what's going on. And one of the things we want to open up with is about 6 months ago. So here we are in November. So let's roll back 6 months. What's that? November, October, September, August. Yeah, about July, June, July. It was right around your birthday. So it was like right around last July. Sri and I were in divine communion, and the information came through very clearly at a time when Hillary Clinton was all over winning everything, when everybody was sure that Donald Trump didn't stand a chance. We were told very clearly that Donald Trump would win the election. And we were also guided not to share that information publicly. And I got to share with you guys, we did share it with four other people, and we did tell them that. And we felt very strongly that it was best not to come out publicly with this because, number one, we didn't want to add energy to it. And number two, to be honest with you, we didn't want to believe it. You know, I'll just be totally honest with you. When you're receiving that kind of information, it was really a shock to our own system. And then over the next few months, we kept thinking, well, maybe we were given this information and the subsequent information, which we're going to share some of it with you, so that we could help influence things to be different. Maybe it was just one of those situations where energetically, but it could shift. And honestly, guys, we really kept hoping that this information was wrong. Yet we were very aware that Donald Trump was going to win the election. We need to share that even with that beautiful gift of having been given that information 6 months ahead of time, as with all of you or many of you, we felt a sense of, I don't know, the word was energetic pulse. You know, for the first time really in a long time, it was interesting. All of our electronics would not show us. You know, we live in Uruguay. We're very much, guys, very, very rural. And so we couldn't really know who won, and our electronics weren't working. We're still up here on the mountaintop broadcasting to you this week because our internet's been down. And when we finally got the information, it was surreal. I think that's the word. It's surreal. And it's surreal at so many levels, that it does invoke a moment of pause.
Because what happens is with an election, you have what you could call a concretation, meaning an energy stream became form.
Exactly.
It became more concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you have people with different opinions putting out energies for certain desires and pulses, it's a rainbow. It's a mix. But as soon as it becomes concrete, what happens is those who were promoting that energy feel reassured, and those who were opposed to that energy acquiesce.
Or freak out.
But yeah. What I'm getting at is then that energy stream becomes more firm and more established, and it becomes accepted in the mass consciousness. And what that means is that there can be a continuation of the kind of beliefs that brought this forward.
Now, take a breath. And we hear you. I want you to know we really hear you. If you're on our newsletter list, and if you're not, get on it. Go to shrinkyourradio.com. Right there, you'll see newsletter, register. We sent out immediately that day, we sent out a newsletter to all of the people on our list, to the thousands of people on our list, offering them the greater perspective, the greater reassurance, because all is not lost, even though, and we just shared it with our first caller, yes. And guys, we live in a world of polarity, a world of duality. There is light, there is dark, there is night, there is day, there is the sun, there is the moon, there is the left, there is the right in every way possible. And for women's rights, looking at the Supreme Court, looking at the way the world views the United States. And again, this is one of the things that Sri and I feel we're in a very unique position, and that we really are able to witness this and look at streams of media that you quite frankly can't even get in the United States to see the greater global view. And the reality is that if we were to use those words, yes, the forces of darkness did score a victory. Bottom line, you know, the empire struck back. It happened. And here's why that should not shake you in your shoes. And I appreciate, and Sri appreciates, that when this first went down, there was an enormous wave among those who are carrying awakened presence of what the heck just happened, right? So consider this. Consider that. And I want to offer Archangel Zadkiel. I think, Sri, that's where we need to go. Archangel Zadkiel, who has been our beloved, beloved, beloved gatekeeper and guide for so many years, really kind of the archangel that kind of pushed Sri and I into our public life. Archangel Zadkiel always says one thing. If you're going to do density, meaning the third dimension, do it well. And truly, my loves, think about it. In the twinning earth right now, you have the third dimension and the fifth dimension. We are in a major period from 2015 to 2022. In order for the third dimension to fully anchor, you need to have this rise of third dimension alignment. This is not just happening in the United States. Look at Duterte in the Philippines. Look what's happening coming up in Germany. It's going to be very interesting to watch those elections. Look what happened with Brexit. Turkey. Look what happened in Turkey. Look what happened in Guatemala, our former home. They elected a comedian. There is this rising tide of anchoring into a nationalistic populist view because of the fear and because of the strong energy for the third dimension to do it well. The third dimension is the warehouse of the ego.
Now, ego is an interesting thing because it's indeed championed in so many ways in the cultures that have media. Because for anyone to be involved in the media, whether it's newscasting or movie stars, they have to have a pretty well-developed ego. And one of the lessons that we can all take away from Donald J. Trump is how effectively he used the law of attraction.
Now, take this in, guys, because this was one of the things that Sri and I were constantly looking at, was remember that all energy is neutral. And we live in this energy warehouse, right? I mean, we live in the biggest energetic alignment area there is, but this energy is neutral. And when you want to look at an ego, if you're going to get an ego to run for president of the United States, quite frankly, they did a great job, meaning the universe, the forces that would look to anchor the third dimension did a great job in picking Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump, if you will remember, at virtually every event when he was speaking to a crowd of people, would say, "We're going to win. We're going to win big. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. We're going to win. We're going to win big. It's going to be great. I'm a winner.
I'm a winner. I am going to win. I am going to be the president." Does that declaration sound familiar, guys?
And here's the irony, beauty, and one of the takeaway discernments. Not only did he believe his spin and put the energy out of "this is so," those that gathered around him went, "I'll amplify that.
Exactly.
I will support that vision." And look at the power of that magnetism.
Go back and look at any of the earlier. Now, I'm not talking about all the things that Donald Trump said that just defy. Believe me, we are not defending this guy. We live in the fifth dimension. So we are blessed that in living in the fifth dimension, we really can take kind of a witnessing experience to the third dimension. We're going to be talking all about how you can do that too in the second half of the show. However, let's look at the power and the amplification of the law of attraction with a neutral base. How many people do you know living an awakened life think that the law of attraction is only for people that have woken up, or think that certain energy manifestations are only for people that have woken up?
Or because their heart has awakened and they haven't yet healed their fractures, they think there's something wrong with having money or influence.
Exactly. That money is the root of all evil, one of the other manipulated streams of energy.
Or I'm afraid to have the spotlight on me. And so you look at these quote-unquote humble attitudes,
right,
that inhibit the abundant flow of manifestation.
For example, Hillary Clinton, bless her heart, would get out there and she would say things like, "Well, if I am fortunate enough to win," versus Donald Trump going, "I'm winning." I mean, guys, we want you to really take this in, because this is the powerful lesson. The powerful lesson is that all energy is neutral. All energy is neutral. That's why we're in a free will zone. It's our free will that harnesses that energy. And whether you are living in the third dimension or whether you are living in the fifth dimension, you are a powerful co-creator that can harness this energy. And I think this is a very valuable and visceral point.
Absolutely. So as you take a look at what you know is true in your life,
right,
for example, you may have certain skills, you may have certain talents, and the talents can be as intangible as "I'm a good listener," or as concrete as "I am an empath," or "I am an artist," etc. As long as you're willing to accept your natural abilities and skills, you're in a place of being on divine service, because those are the God-given skills and attributes that you were born with, that you're meant to share. And so when we say, "I accept them and they're true," then you're concretizing something positive.
And what's so powerful to understand here is this all comes back to the planetary thought body. Now, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about the planetary thought body today, but in the second half of the show, we are going to talk about how to navigate living in the fifth dimension and how to harness the victory for the warriors of light. Because the morning that we finally found out who had been elected president, the very first message that came into us was, "Warriors of light must unite." And we're going to talk a lot about that in the second half of the show. However, what's important to recognize is this, my angels, that when you have the collective planetary thought body filled with fear, right? And we've talked about this. We've talked about why it's important to lift through the planetary thought body, why you need to allow yourself the opportunity, if at all possible, to disconnect. When you feel fear, when you feel doubt, when you're talking to people that are talking about fear and doubt, you are being literally, and I want you to hear this, empowered through the planetary thought body. Well, it's that planetary thought body that is affecting the planet. Remember, the rising tide in nationalistic nationalistic populist culture is not limited to any one culture. Any one country. This is spreading, guys. This is getting broader and broader and broader. And this is because people are being amplified by the planetary thought body. And if the planetary thought body is pervasive with fear, then it is fear that will help people win. So think about this. Donald Trump harnessed fear that without him, there were people that actually believed that if he did not get into the office, there would be a third world war because of Hillary Clinton. That's fear. There are people that are afraid they want their jobs back at the cost of climate change, right? Because they're so afraid they can't see beyond this moment right now. And so when you have that much fear amplified with the declaration of fear, then the fear plus the fear equals the result that you saw.
Now, it's important to understand that each and every one of us is processing the energies that are within our realm. Let me say that more sweetly. If you're having a good day, do you notice how your gait changes?
Yeah.
Do you notice how your attitude changes? When you're having a good day, it's almost like when you turn the corner, you're expecting something positive. We just have a more loving, positive expectancy. However, when we're not having a good day, when we're experiencing some pain, when we're doubting ourselves due to the influence of this planetary thought body, due to the fact that we're uncertain about the future and we perhaps don't have a strong enough spiritual foundation. Uh-huh. So when those things are going on and you're doubting yourself, the next thing you know, it's like the dread energy. The dread energy is about the fear of the future and the desire to turn the clock back. That energy is the regressive energy of let's repeat a cycle we've already done before. And that's what's upon third dimensional reality, the repetition of a cycle, and I'm talking about energetically,
right,
of what's happened before. And certainly you see that a lot in the conservative parties. They say, let's dial it back to the Ronald Reagan years, etc. And instead of saying what went well in those times, it's like, no, let's go back to those times.
I remember those times.
And I didn't know that they were that great.
Exactly.
Anyway, beloved ones, each of us is processing the energetics that intersect at our locus, at your point of beingness. So if you are yourself have some fear in your life, plus the planetary thought body is broadcasting fear and doubt,
exactly.
Guess what? Everything gets amplified.
Exactly. And this is part of that being a positive co-creator. Remember, my angels, that fear, doubt, I mean, we had absolute panic. People were absolutely panicking. And you know, Sri and I are not immune, even though we had been given a 6-month warning about the outcome of this election. We absolutely still had our own process of, oh my goodness, this really just happened. Because when we were given this direct information that Donald Trump would win, we were also given direct information for how the next few years are going to look. And we're going to be sharing some of that with you on the second half of the show. We're also going to be talking a lot with you in the second half of the show about you as a warrior of light, the power you really have, and the blessing of this outcome. There really is a blessing of this outcome. You know, one of the things that I thought was really profound was that some of the people in the media, you know, Sri and I enjoy every once in a while. We don't watch TV, but we do enjoy every once in a while. We watch some recorded shows of, I really find Seth Meyers very funny at night. I miss Jon Stewart very much, but we enjoy Seth Meyers. We, every once in a while, we'll check out Stephen Colbert or one of those shows. These people were crying on air, and it was the first time I think we've ever seen raw emotion on the air was during this election. And that in and of itself, Stephen Colbert made a comment that really caught me, where he said, it is my job to spin a happy face on this. And in this moment, I just can't do it. And I think that kind of honesty, that kind of integrity, it doesn't matter whether you agree or not with the outcome. It was about the raw integrity that for the first time ever, people were just laying down their quote unquote persona and allowing authenticity to show. That in and of itself is amazing.
That is a victory, because authenticity is the quality that we all honor and seek to be around. You know, it's easy to be in the energy of delusion, but once you've tasted authenticity, once you have an authentic friend,
or you
found it in yourself, then why would you settle for anything less than that purity? So one of the blessings I look forward to seeing in the coming months is the fact that people will be able to discern the difference, just as to know what's in their heart, to have greater clarity of what's really important in life, as opposed to being superficial, as opposed to being surfacey and interested in the latest tech release and the latest Facebook, whatever's trending, to get into what is fundamentally important to me and how can I co-create that with others.
And how can we together as warriors of light unite? We have so much to share. We're going to take a quick break and stare at the gorgeous beauty around us as we're up here at the top of, literally at the top of a mountain, guys, with one single wire plugged into a tower. And we're going to be back in just a moment. Stay with us. We have so much show to go. And if you've called in, hold on. We will get to you in the second half of the show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste and welcome back. We're delighted to be with you.
Hey, we've got a new president of the United States. We've got new energy. We've got stuff going on, and we are glad you're here.
Now, whenever there is a quote-unquote crisis, there is also an opportunity. And if you feel that that's overdramatic, let's look at it this way. Whenever the temperature changes, there is an opportunity.
Always.
And the temperature is changing.
Oh, my God. Has changed. On every level.
I'm referring to an energetic temperature as well as the climate itself.
Exactly. It is a bottom line change. And hey, guys, just before we get into the second half of the show here, there might be a line open. Don't know. But if you want to try and jump into the queue, remember, you can listen to the show while you're in the queue. 888-627-6008 if you want to join this conversation or ask for a soul reading.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we say hi to a caller? And then I've got some things I want to share about change.
We have so much we want to share, because remember, guys, warriors of light must unite. We are uniting, and we have a lot to share about living in the fifth dimension and flourishing through this time, guys. Honest to goodness, no matter what the third dimension is trying to show you, you really can flourish through this moment.
But we're going to head to line two and welcome Lindsay from California.
First time caller. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hello. It's so wonderful to speak with you both. Thank you so much, Kira and Sri.
Well, thank you for calling, Angel.
Thank you. I'm so grateful to be fortunate enough to speak with you both today. Thank you so much for spreading the light.
Our pleasure. How can we serve you?
So I actually have been moving around this the USA just a little bit this year, and I've actually changed my career path several times. And I was wondering if you could ask my spirit guides which career path will allow me to better live and serve my divine life purpose on this planet right now.
You are so precious. I love you.
Thank you. I love you. I love you both.
Thank you, honey. Your energy is so clear. I mean, you are such a vibrant, crystalline gift of love and light. I'm just reaching out. I'm literally sitting here hugging you. You are crazy amazing.
So your career path is to run for president.
Yeah, exactly. But truly, you know, what I'm hearing around your guides is that the path that allows you to heal and touch as many people as possible is the one that will uplift the planet. But they're saying that it's funny. They're putting like a little caution around it, saying you must remember to stay in balance with yourself, not to give too much of yourself away. Stay in balance with yourself. But you've got this profound sense to be able to connect and meet with people in a very healing presence. And they're saying that this is, it's like a clear, it's almost like an arrow of clarity, you know? And they're just, and it's all around you, and you're already tuning in and really pretty much there with this. There's also, it's funny, you have this musical undertone in you as well.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah, lots of, and you have this ability, like I see you almost in a drumming circle. I see you kind of, you know, dancing and doing that as well. And that everything you do has this healing component, but balance, and connection, clarity, speaking, the way that you connect people will definitely not only bring you joy, but heal the planet.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Such a gift to connect with you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you both.
Oh, Sheree, you know, it's just, this is Warriors of Light, must unite. You know, when we listen, our first caller today, Corey, our second caller, Lindsay, all of you, the most amazing audience on the planet, and we know it, and we bow to you, and we are so grateful for you. This is part of the blessing that has happened. And this is what's happening about now that we're clear that the ego that is, let's just say, emancipating the third dimension from the fifth dimension, because that's really what's happening, right? The Ascension Portal opened in 2015. And here we are in 2017. Guys, it was only a matter of time before those two realms got free of each other. And this is what's going to happen in early 2017. Remember, I was going to say the coronation. What do you call it? They keep telling me coronation. Okay, so the inauguration of Trump is in January 2017, and this could not be more perfect because there's so many energies that begin in 2017, and really the blessing is that the clarity of third or fifth will really hit this peak momentous moment starting in 2017, which was 2 years in to the 7-year window.
And my sense of all of that is that the people who have a more liberal orientation are going to start perhaps becoming a little sleepy because Trump isn't going to shake things up as much as they feared at first. There's going to be
a hiatus, guys.
Call it a honeymoon period.
There really is a honeymoon period. Now, look, we have lots of information about actually the next 18 months. We are going to start talking about that in January, but we want you to hear this. You're going to have a little honeymoon period for about 10, 11 months in 2017. So for the moment, it's about really becoming the best being you are. And Sheree, isn't that, you know, on the flip side of all the other things that happened, how many people are now coming forward and talking about authenticity? I mean, Bernie did a great job opening that gateway. That was one of the other positive things that came out of that campaign in the United States.
Right. And bless him for standing up with congruence and authenticity and awakening in many people the recognition of the difference between spin versus heart. And nonetheless, the system itself has a lot of corruption, and thus it will attract people who can work with that.
And because it's egocentric, remember, if you ever want a barometer of third or fifth dimension, there's a misunderstanding among many people of spirit who have woken up and are on the ascension path, thinking that you will get rid of your ego. The reality is your ego is designed to help you navigate having a body, right? Your ego keeps you safe. And it, as long as it's in its balanced aspects, it's a very good companion along the way while you're in form. But when we become, I guess the word would be density sane, right? And Sri and I have been talking about this for a while. There is what we refer to as density sanity, and then there is ascended sanity. If you are living in the third dimension and you are really anchored in the third dimension, what you see as sane is absolutely, from one who is living in ascended sanity, considered to be almost insane, if you were to use the same words. Conversely, it's the same thing. If you are living in ascended sanity, people in density sanity for sure are worried about you. I guarantee it. So if you have lots of people that are worried about you, lots of people that think you need to be medicated, lots of people that think you've just gone off the deep end, welcome to ascended sanity.
You know, one of the things that also will become clearer as time goes on is the fact that third dimensional frequencies and fifth dimensional frequencies are overlapped to a great extent.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, when a tree falls in the woods, do you hear it? Did the tree fall unless it's heard? You know, that's an old game that you heard in high school, and yet it's like that. Can you hear, meaning can you align with the fifth dimensional frequencies, or are they just invisible to you?
Right.
In which case, you're anchored in 3D.
Because remember, beloved ones, you are a powerful co-creator, as is every single being on the planet. And you want to talk about a valuable lesson of spirit. That just happened in the United States, where the law of manifestation, the law of attraction, was harnessed very effectively and brought forward and supported by a great amount of people. You are just as powerful if you give yourself the gift of relaxing the ego of density, remaining in the blessing of your ascended sanity, and harnessing your co-creative nature. You are a warrior of light, or quite frankly, you wouldn't be listening to this show. And you know, Sri, we have all these warriors holding right now. Why don't we say hi to a few?
We're going to do that. Let's jump to line one and say hello to Julie from Oregon.
Hey, Julie. Namaste.
Hey, Sri and Kira. I'm so happy to get to talk to you. Namaste. Sad today and so overwhelmed, and all I could think was I just wanted to call in and hear you say, oh, Julie, my angel. So I'm calling in and asking for a mini soul reading. I think I'm picking up all kinds of grief and sorrow around me. My father's yes. still in the hospital. I thought he was saying goodbye to me last night. I raced home to get my daughter and convinced my mother to come, only to come back and find he was fine.
Yeah. Julie, first and foremost, I want you to just take one hand, if it's possible, and put it on your third chakra for me, because you have such an amazing heart. You are really such an amazing, amazing person. And I want to share one thing with you. People like yourself right now, and especially you, that are so amazing, so filled with love, so filled with light, so filled with passion for the world, are feeling deeply if the third chakra is too open right now, and yours is. And this is why I'm asking you to put your hand on your third chakra. And I am literally sending you miracle energy presence right now. I mean, I am literally sending it to you. And if it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to close your eyes and do that. And I want you to feel the gift. Now, we are on this huge super moon energy. These next 2 days are going to be very powerful for your father. I need you to just kind of relax into that. And what a blessing that he's kind of moving through this super moon energy right now. That's a very powerful gift for all of you. This energy for you right now is yours to claim. And we're already in the energy of the supermoon. Remember, for most of us, this will be the single largest supermoon in our lives. And for you, they're saying tomorrow, claim the golden fullness of the divine spirit you are and call that energy into your third chakra. call that energy into your third chakra. And for you, they're saying release, release, release. You are carrying many other people's energy. It is not your energy. It is your time to fly. And you're just right there. You're right on the side of it. And so the other thing they're saying is, like, go get a pedicure. Like get your feet worked on. And they're saying even just like a pedicure would do it, or go get some reflexology. Your feet literally have collected a lot of vibrational energy that's been floating around the planet. And so getting your feet attended to, give yourself the gift of really harnessing this blessing. Keep loving your third chakra and water, water, water. You need to just flow and let it release. And Julie, truly my angel, you are on the home stretch of everything. And it is no accident you got through today. That in and of itself, as you know, is the first sign of miracle affirmation. And so just feel how much we love you. And I'm so glad you got through.
I do. And I love you both. Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, my love. Many blessings.
You know, this is a time for all of us, especially those of you that are sensitive to energy, to be to offer yourself your own form of hygiene. And, and we talked about this early on in the show, to revisit each of your chakras and to inhale and exhale through the chakra, and then to affirm the healthy orientation of that chakra.
And if you can do this in a bathtub with a little bit of sea salt, have a white candle lit, even better.
And so what we're referring to is restoring a sense of peace, restoring a sense of acceptance toward yourself and the world, and then from there moving into a place of, I love my life, and I am ready to co-create. We can't do much of anything very well if we're not at peace.
That's so true. And, you know, we talked about the first half of the show that, you know, the Warriors of Darkness had scored a victory. So what? Right? They're not going to win this. It's just a little teeny tiny victory. The gift of that victory is that the Warriors of Light are united. And that in the unification, our voice, our collective voice, is ready to be heard in a way it has not been heard before. There is a receptivity to be talking about energy. People are talking about love. People are talking about coming together in ways they have not done before. Now, we also mentioned in the first half of the show, how can you anchor in the fifth dimension? You know, so many people go, well, sure, it's easy for you and Sri. You're living at Terra Nostra and you're in this fifth dimensional container. And you know what, guys? That's our mission. Our mission was to found this sacred container and come down. You know, come, go visit TerraNostraRetreat.com. TerraNostraRetreat.com. Come visit us. Come spend time here. But you have the opportunity to also create your own sacred container. And we're actually teaching a class on this starting in January. And we really encourage you to join us in this program. And it's how to really claim into your life right now the seven rays of light through the ascended sacred sciences. And join this teleclass, guys. It's going to be in January. It's a telejourney with Sri and I. It's 3 weeks. It will blow your mind. Go to SriandKira.com, right there on the homepage, register. Because living in the fifth dimension right now, you are able to do, the minute you decide that you've had enough with the fear, you've had enough with the doubt. And if you're still hanging out watching news programs that send fear into you, if you're cruising YouTube looking for the propaganda, if you're looking for all of the things that people are saying that make you afraid, then you are enjoying being in the third dimension. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that that will not help you stay in the fifth dimension. And, you know, we talked about this in our November revelations. And if you have not watched them yet, please go back, because we shared all of this at the end of October, that in November we would walk through this storm. But the essence of that is that if you're living in the fifth dimension, what is a storm? It is to see the oneness and reclaim your mastery.
Each and every one of us is on our personal journey. Your spirituality is as unique as you are, because your soul's journey has covered millennia of experiences.
You're a master.
And so it's time to relax into the trust of your own divine nature. You know, we've mentioned already so far this idea of rebalancing your root chakra to be at peace, to float on the earth, not attached to the earth, to rebalance the second chakra, to be in a place of I am a divine being and I forgive myself and others for their lapses in consciousness. And as we move into the third chakra, we're in a place of I trust my life and I joyfully express my talents into the world. That's true power.
Exactly.
It isn't about dominion over anybody. It's about the joyful expression, the authentic sharing of the gifts of your nature and of divine creativity. And so these are the kinds of things that will help you anchor in the fifth dimensional frequency. You can walk with your energetic bubble right through Times Square and have a smile on your face.
Absolutely.
However, you took birth here to practice.
And the planetary thought body is the biggest, goopiest mess, is the only word I can give, that it has ever been. That's okay, because it's part of the third dimension. In the fifth dimensional frequency, you're able to lift through this. You know, this is why 13 years ago, Archangel Zadkiel came in and delivered Living in the Fifth Dimension series. We were given a 13-year head start. And if you have not read the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, guys, it's free. You can read the whole thing online at shriankira.com. Just go to shriankira.com, go into the Archangelic Messages section, click on Living in the Fifth Dimension and read the series. Because what Archangel Zadkiel introduced 13 years ago was the recognition that we are at a moment post the millennium where it's about lifting up, where it's about connecting beyond this third dimensional experience, where we can train our human bodies while we are still in form to dance in the fifth dimension and be literally empowered through this time. Your ability to lift and empower will change the world. Yes, climate change is an issue. Yes, we have lots of issues before us in every country on the planet right now. And yes, you are powerful enough to do something about it. You know, Sri, let's welcome in another person.
Absolutely. We're going to head to line three and say hi to Rachel from California.
Hi, Sri and Kira.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, walking through the storm, I kind of feel like I teeter-tottered more than a little. Just would like a mini soul reading, please.
Oh, absolutely. And Rachel, I'm so grateful you got through. I really am. And wow, I feel, whew, take a deep breath. You know, I feel the teeter and the totter. I really get it. And so, you know, here's the key for you is that what your guides are saying is that you're finding a new level of balance. It's like, you know, and they're showing me a beautiful little baby who's getting up for the first time and walking. And when a mother or a father or a caretaker watches that little baby walk for the first time, they're so excited, even if it's just a couple steps. And even if the baby falls, they tend to giggle. And then they get up and they go again. They're saying that you are literally rebalancing your life and that you are actually in a moment of rebirth, and that everything that's happening around you right now, they're saying, is practice and a reminder so that your mastery can be anchored without doubt. They're saying, do not fear, because the end of this cycle is right upon you, and that the new year for you is literally like a freedom. And they're showing me you, it's cute. Excuse me. They're showing me you, and you're like Superman, Supergirl. You're literally ripping off your shirt, and there's this cape, and like this super person, and there you are. And they're saying that's what this moment is about. Do not fear. Just do not fear, Rachel. Just every time fear comes forward, just it's not real. You're literally rebalancing your life, and this period will shortly culminate. And by the very early, like January next year, you're in a whole new cycle. And so I'm grateful you got through today. Many blessings.
Many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Namaste. Wow. You know, Sri, I love that, because aren't we all recalibrating right now? Aren't we all rebalancing?
You know, if you really pause for a moment, breathe and detach, the entire purpose of the outer world the world of experience is to help you cultivate your inner awareness and your discernment that everything is energy.
Everything is energy. Everything.
And so as sometimes we get so hypnotized by the quote-unquote physical world that we begin to forget that we are spirit enjoying form.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
And the enjoyment of form means celebrate the density, celebrate the experiences. However, you need not identify with them.
Now, say that again, because that's really important.
When we have experiences and we say this is real, we've identified with those experiences. Now we've concretized them and we have fixated ourselves at a level of consciousness. That's a very tricky thing, and that's why third-dimensional living is so hypnotic, because everybody around you says, knock, knock, this is real. and if you just say, no, it's a hologram, it's not real, they think, you know, what are you smoking? You're the one that's not real.
Right.
Remember, you can't see beyond your level of attainment. So, therefore, we must forgive everyone because they are doing the best they know how.
It's a question of consciousness, my loves. Third dimension or fifth dimension? We are in this escalator and everything is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. That includes your ability to anchor into your ascended presence.
And so trust your life. Work with the energies that come forward in your experience. And remember, every time you feel a collapse, meaning whether it's fear or the anger that rises from fear, because anger is just a signal that we didn't like what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're afraid to get more of it. So, yeah, we'll get angry. Okay. That's a natural expression. So anger and fear and jealousy and these coarser frequencies are all a sign that a part of you has bought into a belief pattern that simply has no place in your ascended authenticity.
And so, my loves, warriors of light, unite. We are in right now the energy of this powerful supermoon. Go out and howl. Go out and dance. Claim.
Move your energy.
Get it. It's this golden, huge supermoon. Remember, for most of us, this will be the single largest supermoon of our lives. This will not come around again until 2038. And we are in the energy right now. It culminates. It goes peak on November 14th. This is your moment to unify your spirit, to be one with the divine, and to fly free. There is not anything that can stop you except the fear that you would allow into your life. You are the master. You are more than that. You are a warrior of light.
And we're going to be around to chat with you again next week. And until we do, take in a deep breath. Smile and know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.